This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week we are looking at the question of evil, and many professing atheists like to argue that the fact that evil exists proves that God cannot exist, as if the fact that there's evil in the world means that God can't be good, or can't be all-powerful, or just can't exist at all. The reality is, as we saw yesterday, the fact that there's evil in the world can only be explained by the fact that God already exists. So God's existence is required for something to be evil because there has to be an absolute standard. Now, we will look at later this week where evil came from, but when people try to argue that evil proves God doesn't exist, what do they have to rely on without God? Well, they are going to rely on a subjective form of morality. They are going to set themselves up as the judge. Well, every criminal thinks they're innocent. Every single person is going to set the standard to what they do. And people who are worse than them are evil. But how could you call them evil when they set their own standard and they say they're good? In other words, Hitler used to think that he wasn't bad. It was guys like Stalin, because Stalin killed far more people. Stalin could point to Mao. Mao could have turned to someone else. Everyone can find someone worse than themselves to point to for as evil. So what is the standard of evil? Well, if their standard is self, if the standard is society, then you can't say anything is wrong. You can't say what Hitler did is wrong because society would be the standard.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.